Hey there, welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're talking about Bina Venkataraman's. Sophie, I have to ask you something. When was the last time you made a decision purely for your future self, and it actually felt good?
Oh, that's a great question. I think it was last year when I finally set up that automatic retirement contribution. It felt like a tiny victory, but honestly, it was hard to get myself to do it. And that's exactly what this book is about. Why we're wired to ignore the future even when we know better.
Right. And Venkataraman calls this the gap between short-term impulses and long-term needs. I love that she doesn't just blame individuals. She says it's baked into our brains, our institutions, everything.
Exactly.
She talks about temporal discounting, the idea that we value a reward less the further away it is. There's this classic experiment where people choose a smaller reward today over a bigger one later. Our brains literally process immediate and future rewards in different regions.
And it's not just us being weak. She argues that modern capitalism, with its quarterly earnings and politics, with its election cycles, amplify this tendency. They reward short-term thinking and punish long-term investment.
That part really hit me. She gives examples like the 2008 financial crisis, where everyone focused on immediate profits and ignored the mounting risks. Or communities rebuilding in flood zones because the waterfront property is so attractive right now, even though the next flood is almost certain.
Yeah, and climate change is the ultimate example. The costs of action are concentrated in the present, and the benefits are diffuse and far away. It's like we're stuck in a giant game of chicken with ourselves.
But she's not a pessimist. The title is about seeing the future clearly enough to act wisely while staying hopeful. She offers practical ways to bridge that gap.
One of my favorite ideas is the concept of future selves. There's research showing that if you feel connected to your future self, you're more likely to save money, exercise, avoid risky stuff. But most of us treat our future self like a stranger.
Right, and she talks about interventions that make the future self feel more real, like using age-progressed images of yourself or writing letters to your future self. It's not about rational calculation. It's about making that person vivid and relatable.
I actually tried something like that after reading the book. I wrote a letter to myself 10 years from now. It sounds cheesy, but it made me think twice about some daily habits.
That's exactly what she's getting at. But she also says individual shifts aren't enough. We need to redesign institutions to build in longer time horizons. She talks about companies that compensate executives based on long-term performance, not quarterly earnings.
And there's that beautiful example of indigenous cultures that consider the impact on descendants 7 generations into the future. Imagine if our political system did that.
Yeah. She explores ideas like future generations commissions and deliberative forums. The challenge is to build long-term thinking into democracy without undermining accountability. It's a delicate balance.
She also gets into the role of storytelling. The stories we tell about the future shape our ability to act. If we tell stories of inevitable doom, we get paralyzed. If we tell stories of effortless progress, we get complacent.
She calls the sweet spot constructive hope, acknowledging real challenges while maintaining a sense of agency. That's a powerful frame.
And technology? She's not a Luddite. She sees potential for tools that visualize long-term consequences that make distant threats feel immediate. But she warns against technological solutionism, thinking tech will fix everything without changing how we think.
Right.
The most sophisticated carbon capture won't save us if we lack the collective will to deploy it. That's a sobering thought.
Okay, so if I had to name one takeaway from this book, it's this: we can learn to think ahead, not by fighting our nature, but by working with it. Make the future feel more present. Design systems that reward patience, and tell stories that inspire action without sugarcoating the challenges.
That's beautifully put. And honestly, if you want to go deeper into these ideas, the whole library is on the 7minutebooks.com app. There are over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language, and it starts at $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or just $19.99 for lifetime access.
So the big message is that the future isn't something that just happens to us. It's something we can shape if we choose to look through that telescope.
Exactly.
It's about becoming better ancestors, one small decision at a time. We'll see you in the next one.